folks. You're chowing down on Dunkin' Donuts. This is Sean Nicholas Savage. Enjoy yourself.
Darling, when you're gone, no one's calling me. Nobody thinks of me at all. I'll make it through the fall. Ba-ba-da.
Hey everybody, you're listening to Dunkin's Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM, coming to you from traditional unceded Musqueam territory here at the University of British Columbia. And it was just 2 weeks since I had a regular show. We did radio art last week. Thanks for the kind words that people sent in for my piece. And that was really fun. But man, they felt like a long 2 weeks. Things have been happening, people. People have been releasing music, and I have not been able to play it, and it's been tearing me apart. Today, we have new Devours, new Wetface, new Munya, new Wildkind, new Swim Team, new Divorcer, new Future Star, new Braintree, new Sunny in the Sunsets, new Deer Hunter. It's just wall-to-wall hits today, so buckle up. It's going to be wild. At the top there, we heard New Brunswick's Port City All-Stars. That was from 2005, their album On Safari, the song Winter Girl. And that goes out to Andrew Mazerol from the band Muncho. He was talking about how great they were. Very hard to find anything online of theirs, but I found this one song and I really like it. So it's a very 2005 indie song, right in my wheelhouse. So good times. But yeah, we're going to get into it with all the new local music that's been released. Devours has a new album coming out on March 8th called Iconoclast. He's also playing this Saturday night at Redgate along with Wildkind. And we're going to hear his song, Curmudgeon. Brace yourselves, people. New Devours. Right now.
Nostalgia's the worst.
Who even needs to give a fuck about the 90s anymore? Yet I can't get enough of it. Remove my bones and shove me back inside my parents' VCR. Guess I got what I wanted. I dug my own grave. Man who passes the test, who's willing to watch Basic Instinct and Candyman on VHS, because I got what I wanted.
Oh,
Too soon. That was Munya from her forthcoming EP entitled Blue Pine. That was the song. It's all about you. I've been slurring my words lately. I think I'm not getting enough sleep. I'm sort of impaired, but without any alcohol or any other narcotics in my system. It's all exhaustion. Yeah. Before that, we heard Wet Face from the new EP, Whistly Wind. That was the song Bug. There's an excellent live performance. I guess it's a video. It's a filmed performance of that song. Jordan, formerly of Slam Dunk. It's his novelty, well, it's solo project. And he lives in Montreal as well now. And at the top, we heard the incomparable Devours from his forthcoming record, Iconoclast. That was the song Curmudgeon. And he'll be releasing that album with a special performance at Redgate on March 7th, along with buddies Shoot Lord Frickerman, if you know what I mean, and Kellerissa. Oh, actually, that's at Static Jupiter, so on East 6th. That's on Thursday, March 7th, and if you want to catch him sooner than that, which you should, he's playing on Saturday at Redgate. Yes, let's move on to a band called Bernice from Toronto. Not a band I'm super familiar with, but they are playing with two of my favorite local acts, Hello Blue Roses and Nicholas Kurgovich, on Sunday. So I gave them a listen, like what I heard. We're going to hear the song Passenger Plane from the LP Puff, released earlier last year. And I don't like to go out on a Sunday, but I'm going to have to. It's just the way it is when Bernice comes to town. Here we go.
There's a puffed edge hiding behind his glow, like your love passing through foggy and steady and slow. Passenger plane in the black cloud hangs a green hose watering a your love, old and new, behind a mind's muse, inside the calm glow. Passenger plane, when they take aim, trying to communicate with the men below. Passenger plane, in the soon rain, always beside, always looking with the white eyes.
couldn't leave the house. Fled from last night with some busy dreaming and nothing to wear. But when my mood lifts, I'm gonna change the way things are. Write incantations for to repair these scars. We can do it as the bitter worst time. I live through the Reformation. And I marched in the children's crusade. And I suffered through the aliens. But when my mood lifts, I'm gonna change the way things are. Write incantations for to repair these scars, lighting the air. Gonna check out from this world's web, solid like a pain. They say just 'cause you want. Doesn't mean the world's gonna change its mind about you. Doesn't mean the world's gonna change at all. Doesn't mean the world's gonna change, so you must do. But when my mood lifts, I'm gonna change the way things are. Write incantations for to repair these scars.
Problem, officer?
Yes, you've gotten a noise complaint.
Fight the power and listen to the brand new podcast from CITR 101.9 FM, Noise Complaint. Episodes will be released every Friday starting January 18th with performances and interviews from some of your favorite local bands. Kamikaze Nurse, Psy, Princess Apparently, Fake Fruit, and so many more. Subscribe to Noise Complaint on iTunes or download from CITR.ca starting January 18th.
I take my life. I want you all to take your life. I want you all to have your life. UBC Theatre and Film presents Lion in the Streets, directed by MFA candidate Michelle Thorne, telling the story of Isabel, the ghost of a murdered 9-year-old Filipina. Returning to the neighborhood 17 years after her death, young Isabel drops into the lives of her neighbors and reveals the hauntingly raw underbelly of human nature. Ultimately hopeful, Judith Thompson's seminal play, Lion in the Streets, devours with devastating beauty. Running January 17 to February 2nd at the Telus Studio Theater in the Chan Center for the Performing Arts, student tickets only $11.50 at theaterfilm.ubc.ca.
Staring.
All right, that was Westerman from an album released last year. That was the song Confirmation. Confirmation that he writes a pretty good song, if you ask me. Before that, we heard Hello Blue Roses from the album Trade Winds, released on Jazz Records. That was the song Hey World. And before that, we heard Bernice from their album Puff. That was the song Passenger Plane. Bernice and Hello Blue Roses will be at the Red Gate, or just the Red Gate, at Red Gate on Sunday night, along with the fantastic Nick Kurgovich. Check that out. A lot of things going on this weekend. Friday night in particular, two great shows. Fake Jazz has been back for a couple months, or a few months, and they have got a doozy planned for this particular Friday. Twin Crystals, who haven't played in a number of years, seminal early 2000s band, you know, part of the Emergency Room scene. They are going to be playing along with, let's see, who is it here? Along with Waters, which is Lindsay Hampton, and Celine, which is a bit of a super group, and Zen Escalator. So it should be a really fun night down at the Toast on Friday. So let's give a listen to a couple of those bands. Twin Crystals, this is from their cassette Child Life. This is the song Criminal. Let's do it. All right, that was Gardner from Portland, Oregon, with the song Surface, The Surface, from Face of Another, released last year. Gardner's going to be in town performing as a part of Mixed Gems on Friday night. Mixed Gems is an excellent concert series put together by local Rascal, Lauren Ray. And her band is also going to be performing, Jock Tears, and the band Dumb, one of the best local bands around, and Lié. So a great lineup of music. There's going to be an art show as well. And then Paul Anthony of Talent Time is going to be hosting karaoke. What more could you ask for? So that's on Friday night down at Redgate. And also, don't forget, Fake Jazz is also that night with Celine, Twin Crystals, Waters, and Zen Escalator. And that's at the Toast on Kingsway, just up the street. So we heard Celine from their My First album. That was the song Tiny Devil. And we also heard Twin Crystals from the cassette Child Life. That was the song Criminal. I mentioned earlier when I was talking about Devourers that Wild Kind is going to be releasing an EP. It's called West Ends, and we're going to listen to a song. It's called Message Timing. It has a it's always funny to talk about music videos and album art when you're playing music on the radio, but I have to say the cover for the new Wild Kind record is beautiful. It's a painting of the West End. It's lovely. Well done to whoever did that. So they're playing, Wild Kind playing with Devourers and Babe Corner at Redgate on Saturday. Let's give a listen to Message Timing. This is Wild Kind. This is Wild Kind. Thank you.
She came through the canvas coal mine with the raisin. They didn't speak while the projector was playing in the other room, flashing through the loud sound. The scour of the waitless crowd tonight caught against the life that I I said before, you caught me off guard and I was tangled in the house where you live, circumstance.
The PUSH International Performing Arts Festival is celebrating its 15th year this January. The festival brings the best of contemporary performing art from around the world and across the country, right here in Vancouver, featuring genre-bending work in theater, dance, multimedia, music, and film. PUSH is proud to present work that explodes notions of what performance is and celebrates artists whose work starts conversations. Tickets are on sale now at pushfestival.ca.
There's only one way that old clunker is going to make you feel good again. Donate it to Bullying Canada. Check this out. Free towing or pickup of your old vehicle, a tax-deductible receipt, and a super easy process. Online at bullyingcanada.ca. Get rid of that old vehicle and feel good about supporting real solutions for change in your community. Donate your old or used vehicle to Bullying Canada today. Full details online at bullyingcanada.ca.
All right, that was Primp from their album Half Bloom, released last year. That was the song Sure. And they're going to be a part of the last round of semifinals for Shindig 2018-19. Winter 2018, I guess. Yeah, so far we've got Sleepy Gonzalez and one other band are in the finals. I should have looked. I was surprised. Anyways, so their Primp is going up against Russian Tim, CITR DJ, and the Pavel Burres, and also the band Yawn. So check that out tonight at Pat's Pub. And then on February 8th, in a week and a half, there's going to be the big finale. And it's a formal event. It'll be very fun. Always a good time. So mark that on your calendars, too. All right. Let's give a listen to Divorcer. Divorcer were on a bit of a hiatus for a while. Some of their members were out of town. But they have, I think they had an album in the can. They decided to release it into the world, much to our benefit. So this is the cassette entitled Debt Jubilee. And this is the song 5 Minutes in Hell. It's 2 Minutes in Heaven, if you ask me. 2 minutes and 23 seconds. Here we go.
You told me to go to hell.
I don't want to go.
I took myself someplace else.
I don't know if I belong there.
What's above and what's below?
I don't want to know.
Sky and dirt, I told you so.
Up, down, it don't matter. You're cut.
You think you can save yourself? Skip class to be with you, be by your side. I get straight A's, but I am learning how to get my priorities straight. I would fight the devil for you.
Right, that was, well, I didn't realize the mic was on the whole time, so I hope you enjoyed me tapping my pen along to that song. Magnetic Fields from their albums, 69 Love Songs, and that was the song Boa Constrictor. And just the opening couple of notes of Selena's performance on the previous song, Future Star, that turn of vocal line. I don't know. I'm not a music person, really. Anyways, it reminded me of that song, and so I thought they paired together nicely. This September, 69 Love Songs is going to be 20 years old. That, I mean, people talk about, oh, this album's this old, this album's this old. That doesn't really faze me much, but 69 Love Songs being 20 years old, that feels very... That's a long time. Anyhow, so we heard before Magnetic Fields, we heard Future Star from the EP I Will Fight the Devil and I Will Win. That was the song The Devil is a Liar. And at the top, we heard Divorcer with their song 5 Minutes in Hell, presumably with said devil. 5 minutes is all it's going to take Future Star to beat the devil in hell, if you ask me. And that was from the cassette Debt Jubilee. And that's going to do it for this episode of Dunkin' Donuts. It's been a real pleasure. Love to play all this new great music, much of it local, really makes my day. I'm going to play Yawn. They're the other one of the other bands that are playing at Shindig tonight. And this is the song Feel Okay. Hope you feel okay. And I will see you next Thursday. Okay.